Bobby. Here we are. Trust me, we're fine. This place is a ghost town past like 8. Except for the librarian, but she's like 500 years old. We could probably set off fireworks back here, and she wouldn't even turn her head. Good. Now, what the hell do you think you're doing? Whoa there, tiger. Slow down. I'm not your fucking pocket pussy. I'm a goddamn professional, and I have some ground rules you're gonna listen to before you pull your dick out. Got it? Hands off, cowboy. That's strike one. Two more, and the deal's off. You go home and empty into a gym sock. Is that what you want? Okay, then listen up. These are my three rules which you will not break. Number one, the most important one. I am sick and fucking tired of guys getting it on with me once and thinking we're gonna get married the next day. This is sex for cash, not some kind of cutesy little date. As soon as you're done and we go our separate ways, we go back to being two completely independent people. No negotiation, no extra bullshit. You got that? What do you mean, uh-huh? Say yes. Thank you. Number two. The price you first offered is what you're paying. Period. I don't give a fuck if you have buyer's remorse because my tits weren't as big as you thought or whatever. I get what I was offered. That's it. End of discussion. Understand? Okay. Number three. That's strike two. But whatever. I guess it's a fine segue. To make sure that you obey number two, number three is that you give me the cash before you so much as lay a finger on me. So, pay up, big boy. Come on. I've seen your house. I know you've got it. That's a good boy. Let me just authenticate really quick. One, two, three, four, five. God damn. Starting to think I should have charged an asshole fee. Seller's remorse. You got protection? How is someone as disorganized as you our football captain? It's fine. I keep one in my bag, just in case. Here, put it on. You're such a weirdo. What position? All right, if you say so. Like this? This? Just slide them to the side. Yeah, ready. good, I guess. Do what you want. Okay. They're not bouncing that much. I know. I mean, no way the most popular guy at this university fucks like this. Nothing. No. Just I'm distracting myself so I don't come too fast, you know? Crazy good. I almost can't hold back anymore. Wow. Normally, I would have a hard time believing that. But since you're so good at this, it must be true. Oh, I've been ready. Show me what you've got, big boy. Oh, I know I do. Just like you, I get that a lot. But since you're such a pro at this, I'm sure that doesn't mean you'll finish too soon. That would be really disappointing coming from the captain of the football team. You're not about to bust, are you? Well, that was mildly entertaining, I guess, but you could have at least made me come once for dragging me all the way to campus this late at night. No. You paid for one orgasm, dude. You had yours, did you not? That used condom hanging off your dick says you did. Unless you've got more cash on you right now, we're done for the night. No. Quit yapping and get lost if you don't want to make it on my blacklist. Apparently, I was good enough to make you come faster than you ever have before, huh? Well, if you don't want to be barred from that experience again, I suggest you leave. Now. Besides, this place is giving me a weird feeling, like... like we're being watched. I'm not, but I do want you to leave. Remember the blacklist. Just a few more seconds of rambling, and your name is on it. As long as you have the cash, whatever you want, big boy. Have a good night now. dickhead. I knew a cocky douche like him would be a one-pump chump, but seriously. I fucked virgins who've lasted longer. No, to be fair, I think he probably was a virgin. All right, loser. Show's over. Come on out. We need to have a little talk. You're not seriously still trying to act like I can't see you, are you? We literally made eye contact. Get your ass out here now, or I'll drag you out. Huh? Not so fast. Gotcha. Do not try and get away again. Look at me. Now look at you. You're clearly outmatched. I'll flatten you so hard that you'll slide right between these two bookshelves if you pull another fast one on me. Got it? Alright. Well, what did you think? Was it a dazzling performance? Yeah, you're sorry. You didn't know I would be here. You got caught up in it. Blah, blah, blah. Save me up. I don't care how you got here. I don't care how you saw what you saw. You're a liability for me now. And I want to make a few things clear. I knew the library was a bad idea. Okay, first of all, I'm sure you know who I am already. And yeah, the rumors are true. I do sex for cash. It wouldn't be such a hot topic on campus if the students here weren't such blabbermouths. Well, yeah. I rely on that to expand my clientele, but I'm not about to, get on the PA system and announce it or something, idiot. Look, the point is, yes, this is how I make my money. We all have our ways, so think twice before you pass judgment on me, if you're already thinking about it. Now, look. I can't have you running all around campus confirming everyone's suspicions. It's not just that the administration here will finally have a witness to make a case against me. I don't know if you've noticed, but this school doesn't mean shit to me. No. What I'm really trying to avoid is having every loser gamer boy and nerdy freak like you crawling all over me trying to get some. I mean, I like maintaining a healthy amount of clients, but that's just too much. You won't tell. You're right. Like, I believe you. I learned not to trust the honor system a long time ago. I could just use my classic persuasive techniques to make sure you won't talk. Of course, I wouldn't go too hard on you. But just enough to make sure you know not to cross me. Or else I'll do much, much worse. No, but that would be a headache of its own. I don't particularly care about getting kicked out, but having the consequences follow me out of here is something else. What the hell do I do? This is such a stupid fucking situation. Why did you have to be here, of all places? now of all times, huh? Do you have any idea how deep the shit you've put me in with this is? I honestly can't believe one nerd like you could ruin so much. Hey, wait a second. I recognize you. You're in Professor Laplace's calculus class, aren't you? The kid who he's always inviting up to solve equations on the board? Aren't you, like, on the dean's list and everything? Oh, well, I'll be damned. It's quite a coincidence. Who knew the school's biggest delinquent would be meeting the school's best football player and the school's best mathematician in the same night? What? Don't look all nervous. It's not like I'm gonna tell anyone I saw you here. I wanna keep this under wraps as much as you do. Remember? Look, I remember that one time you gave me the answers to the homework because I was too lazy to do them the night before. In fact, I think you did that for me more than once. You're not a bad guy, and I guess I owe you one, so I'll cut you a deal. I'm not gonna beat you up. I'm not gonna blackmail you, but I still can't just let you go. I can never be too sure. So, here's the deal. You and I both know you're a virgin. Come on, it's pointless to act all aloof. I can spot a virgin half the world away. Know why? Because they always pay the best. So, I've learned to read the signs. I could tell as soon as I saw you step up to the chalkboard on the first day. How about this? I know you're attracted to me. I mean, how could you not be? Look at me. And I know you don't want anything to come of this. And I know that you're not useless. You're on the dean's list. You're smart. You have perks, I guess you could say. And I guess you're kind of cute. Let me just say, you look a whole lot better in casual clothes than those ugly shirts and khakis you always wear. So, here's my proposal. You get the school administration off my scent. You do my calculus homework, etc., etc., and I will pay you back with this body. In other words, you scratch my back, I scratch yours. How's that sound? Yes, I'm serious. Do I look like the joking type to you? Listen, I take this shit very seriously. I'm not like Bobby, thinking the world works like a giant high school. I wouldn't make an offer like this to you for any other reason. Also, you have to know the value of what you're getting here. I've had guys pay me enough for a new phone just for a pair of my used panties. And I'm offering you all of that and more. You should consider yourself very, very lucky. Why you? I don't know, honestly. It's not like I have a system for who I do and don't fuck. I just go off vibes. Money talks too, obviously, but, you know. You seem like the kind of person I can get along with. Enough talk. Are you in? Why not? You guess? Alright, that's basically yes, but maybe you still need a little more convincing that this is happening for real. Is that it? Well, fine. Bobby didn't get to see me fully naked. Even though he did specifically ask for me to wear my school uniform. I have a feeling you'd prefer to see it on the ground, though. I'm not sure you know exactly who you're dealing with. But, since I'm getting my body naked in front of you, I guess I could lay my past naked too. Last week, a couple of meatheads on campus tried to smooth-talk me into doing a gangbang for their whole crew. Which I would have done if they didn't say they would pay me in orgasms. Bunch of clowns. Anyway, I kicked both of them in the balls so hard they probably won't be passing their idiot genes on to future generations, thank goodness. Things like that just happen to me. Apparently, because I'm a woman and I do sex for cash, people think I'm just a pushover who lets herself be controlled by men. Fuck around and find out, I guess. So, yeah, all the rumors are true. Not just the ones about, you know, the other side of my work. Even though that's part of it, too. Fucking hate bras so much. The dickhead wanted me to wear lingerie underneath. Here. You want it? Of course you do. Have a good sniff, you little perf. Anyway, like I was saying, I stopped keeping track of my body count a long time ago. Still, walking around campus, it's a little awkward recognizing the one guy I gave a blowjob to in the men's locker room. The guy I fucked in the middle of the football field at 2 a.m. The guy I pegged with the massive strap-on he insisted on me wearing. Oh, and don't even get me started on the professors. You have no idea how uncomfortable it is to be taking a makeup test alone in a room with the old man who had you bent over his desk a few days earlier. That's happened to me more than a few times. I won't tell you who, but there is a certain professor who I know keeps a bottle of Viagra in his desk drawer because he is a regular customer. Hate panties too. I'm surprised you didn't ask me to go commando. Isn't a skirt with no panties a thing guys are into? Whatever. You can take this too. Don't sniff too hard and bust in your pants though. That would ruin the fun for both of us. So, listen. I have a little protocol I go through for virgins. They're fragile, delicate, so you have to treat them in a certain way. Trust me, I know what I'm talking about. Just trust me and let me take the lead. But don't worry. I'm not saying you won't get the full experience. As a matter of fact, I think virgins get the best bang for their buck. No pun intended. Plus, I'd be lying if I said they weren't my favorite. There's something really satisfying about blowing a guy's mind and knowing he'll never be able to forget you. All right, one more question. So, you haven't had sex, but have you at least kissed someone before? Hey, no shame. I mean, a little bit of shame, but don't let that get to you. Chill out, it's no big deal. Here. I'll show you how. Just stand still for a second. What are you doing? Puckering your lips? What is this? A cartoon? That's not how you actually kiss, Dork. Stop it. You're embarrassing yourself. Just come here. See? Not that hard. I can feel that baby maker throbbing down there already. Again, you better not come too quickly. I've had virgins bust a nut just from one kiss before, but I know you're better than that. You better be better than that. Otherwise, we're gonna have a problem. Oh yeah? You're good? Cool. Let's make out some more then. Why are you holding your hands up like the cops are pointing a gun at you? You can touch me, you know. I mean, not all you want, but just a little so you don't look so stupid. You're not actually half bad. I'm surprised. Would you like to do that thing with your tongue? Just felt right, huh? Fair enough, I guess. But kissing is just the foreplay as to foreplay. Let's get to some actually fun stuff now. Sorry to say, but You're gonna have to wait a little while if you want some relief for those blue balls you got going down there. Because one thing you have to understand is that if you're gonna be my lackey, my pleasure comes first. Period. No questions asked. End of story. Is that clear? Good. You know, as much sex as I have, I honestly don't get oral too often. It's on the menu, of course, but most men would really rather get head than give head. It's a shame. I'm hoping you can scratch that itch for me. Can you? Already getting on your knees? I guess that answers that. Here you are. Eat like it's your last meal. And I might just return the favor for you, servant boy. Forgot what it feels like to have a warm tongue on my pussy. Damn, that's good. Come on, don't be all cute with it. Get your fucking face in there. Eat that pussy like you mean it. You want to make me come after this, don't you? Yeah, that's more like it. Oh, kiss my fucking pussy, you little pervert. How's it taste, huh? I bet it's the sweetest fucking thing you've ever had in your mouth. Oh, calm down. I'm just grabbing your head to push it in a little more. You're squirming too much. Yeah. Oh, I can feel your nose poking into me. You're in deep, aren't you, servant boy? Fuck. That feels good. How have I been missing out on this? Jesus Christ. I need this every fucking day now. Fuck. Fuck. Fucking shit. God, I think I'm gonna fucking come. Oh no, stay there, drink my fucking cum like a good boy. You're making me come with that fucking mouth, so take it, take my cum. Fuck. Oh shit. Oh my shit. Oh, my fucking legs are shaking. Now you got my juices all over your face. Gotta say, you look kinda cute like that. Maybe you should wear it around campus. All right. I guess that was enough to earn you a little something. Pick your poison. You hurt me. Pick your poison. What's that little virgin heart desire with the hottest girl in school? A blowjob? An eye for an eye, huh? Oh, no, no. It's not a bad choice. I mean, it would be with anyone but me. My blowjobs are a bit of a phenomenon. You'll see what I mean once you comb your brains out. Pull your pants down. Come on, don't get all shy now. I can't suck your dick if you won't show it to me. Pretty good, dork. No, I mean that. Trust me, I've seen more dicks than you can imagine. And this is up there with the butter of them. Now shush. Let me work my magic. You ready? Wait, don't answer that. I know you aren't ready, but I'm gonna start anyways. Yeah. How's that? No slow and sensual build up with me. I just get right into it. You like watching my boobs jiggle and suck your cock, huh? Why don't I use them to massage your balls a little? Let's just rub them up and down, nice and slow. Shit. You're on cloud nine, aren't you? God. You're so reactive. Most guys try to act all cool and uninterested. Because I think it makes them more manly for some reason. It's so boring. This. I like this. It makes me feel in control. See? I know you're about to bust just by looking at you. I'm good, right? Don't worry. I wasn't expecting you to last too long. Just come in my mouth and enjoy yourself. You don't taste too bad either, loser. Usually, I only swallow if the guy tells me to.
Well,
how was it? I told you, I know my way around a cock. And don't get too bent out of shape that you came early. You've got me in a good mood. So, we're far from done. What do I mean? I mean, you have me horny now. So, I'm giving you a little extra. What do you think about losing your V card tonight? I can see you're recovering pretty quickly, so I'll take that as a sign of your enthusiasm. Come on, I'm waiting for you. Look. I'm even on all fours, spreading my thick ass for you. You like what you see? Yeah, go ahead. Line yourself up. Get nice and comfortable. Nice. How's the view from back there, huh? I bet my huge ass just swallowed your cock right up, didn't it? Come on, pick up the pace a little. Oh, I know you want to see it bounce. Yeah, oh, that's more like it. Show me how excited you are that you get to have your first time with me. Shit. You're actually pretty good at this. Oh, way better than Bobby's stupid ass. You should really put yourself out there more. I know more than a few girls who would want to take dick like this all day. Hope that boosts your ego a little bit. Don't worry. Like I said, you can come wherever you want. Just as long as you keep up this energy you're giving me, we'll be just fine. In fact, I'll lean forward a bit. Yeah, now grab my tits. Let's get a bit more sensual. Yeah, that feels good. Are you smelling my hair? You're lucky you're cute and surprisingly good at sex. Go ahead. Sniff all you want, servant boy. Funny giving in, huh? That's okay. I'm craving a cream pie right about now. Yeah. Do it inside. I only brought one condom with me tonight. But I don't care. I want to feel that come in me so bad. Come on. Do it. Do it. Yeah. Oh, yeah, baby, that's it. Good. Good. Yeah. Oh, one for me. Oh, good. Okay. Now, you have me really worked up. Get on the ground. On your back. What do you mean? What am I doing? I'm getting ready to finish you off. Oh, trust me. You still have another one in you. I've seen guys who are down for the count after one round. And you're a whole different animal. Don't worry. I'm just gonna ride you, cowgirl. What you gotta do is lay back and watch the show. Let me just swing my leg over you. Perfect. Oh, yeah. And one more thing. You better not tell anyone about any of this. But especially not that I'm giving you seconds and thirds. All of a sudden, every guy I fuck is gonna want two or three orgasms for the price of one. And that's just not how I do business. Got that? Oh, fuck. Sliding down onto a cock when you already have a womb full of cum is something else. You want me to fight? Spit on you? God, you're such a degenerate. I've seen worse, though. Oh, you like that shit, huh? You like me treating you like my toy? Well, there's a lot more where that came from. So I'm glad you're already getting used to it. Oh, I gotta say, oh, you take my pussy like a pro. I really made the right call. Oh, making you my lackey. I won't just have to fuck you as a transaction. I can actually enjoy myself a little. Let me tell you, I don't just fuck because it pays well. Oh, I fucking love sex when it's actually good, so it'll be nice to have you on the side when my clients don't satisfy me. Because you are satisfying me way more than I could have ever imagined. Oh, God. Oh, shit. I think I'm actually coming. Fuck. You're pushing your clip so deep into me. It's so good. I can't take it. Fuck. Fuck. Shit. Coming. Coming. Shit. Goddamn. I came. I actually came on your cock. Huh? Oh, no, no, no. I'm not stopping. Give me one last load. Oh, right up into my pussy. Oh, come on. Oh, be a good boy. Give it to me. Oh, you deserve it. Yeah. Yeah. Oh, let it out. Let it all out. Oh, so good. So good. Damn. I thought I would have to go home disappointed. Oh, but tonight took a pleasant turn. Oh, thanks for the sex, dude. Don't get too used to those. You'll only get them when you overperform. Which you certainly did tonight. You should probably take a shower or something when you get home. You look pretty ravaged. Anyway, I'll see you tomorrow. Let's meet up after class so we can discuss how you're gonna help me out with that exam that's coming up. If you come through for me, well, you know what'll happen. Oh, can you pick me up a coffee and a muffin from the cafe too? I just took your virginity and then made you come again when I didn't have to. I think I at least deserve a little treat. Get it to me and, I don't know, maybe I'll give you a hand job or something. Get me nothing, and something else less pleasant might happen with your dick in my hands. Got that? Good. Well, I'll see you later then, servant boy.